A developer from Utah has abandoned his plans to build a futuristic utopia in the hills of central Vermont. In 2015, David Hall began buying up land in Tunbridge, Royalton, Sharon, and Stratford with the goal of creating an ecologically sustainable community that would house as many as 20,000 residents. But local opposition has been intense. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Hall says he's pulling the plug on the project.
A few Sundays ago, about 200 cyclists clustered in front of a stage at the Tunbridge World's Fairgrounds in central Vermont.
You guys are rolling out behind the World's Fair gift shop. Going out that way, there's a gate to your left. Follow the track with some arrows.
That's Alex Buskey's voice booming through the speakers there, and the Royalton resident is one of the organizers of this 32-mile ride through scenic roads in Tunbridge and Stratford. It's a fundraising event put on by the Alliance for Vermont Communities. The organization sprouted 2 years ago after the locals here learned of plans by a Utah developer to create a densely populated community in their midst.
When I learned about New Vistas, which is a large development for 20,000 people proposed for this area, pretty scary for somebody that rides their bikes and enjoys the landscape here and the people that live here.
Thanks in large measure to the Alliance's efforts, David Hall's plans for the so-called New Vistas community made national headlines this week. The National Trust for Historic Preservation put the four towns affected by Hall's venture on a watch list in its annual ranking of the most endangered historic places in America. When Hall began receiving calls on his cell phone Tuesday from national news outlets seeking comment, he decided it was time to throw in the towel.
That's kind of like a last straw for me about, gee whiz, I don't want to be on a national watch, so I'll leave it to somebody else.
Hall's vision for central Vermont is as grand as it is quixotic. And he says his ultimate aim is for nothing less than a new model for human existence, where people live in densely packed, energy-efficient residential units and grow their own food on community farms.
See, my belief is that the New Vista approach is the best thing to do for the land and the area, right? And it's the greenest.
So by now you're probably asking the obvious question, why on earth did Hall choose central Vermont? Well, Hall, who's a Mormon, kind of imprinted on this place when he came to the area as a kid with his family to visit the Joseph Smith Birthplace Memorial in South Royalton. Hall says he anticipated a little pushback at first.
But I didn't realize that there would be such well-organized and powerful and good resistance.
Michael Saka, who's president of the Alliance for Vermont Communities, is one of the people leading that resistance.
Personally, what I felt was that this was some sort of an injustice to the residents of this area.
Saka says it's the scale of Hall's proposal that was so discomforting. He says that scale is also what made the whole thing seem so outlandish. But Hall is a wealthy businessman who reportedly has more than $100 million to pour into New Vistas.
So that's when this group of thinkers and strategists got together and said, you know, we have to take this seriously.
Saka isn't at all convinced that New Vistas is the act of beneficence that Hall has portrayed it as.
I think he has looked at this as a real estate development all along. This is a chunk of real estate to be developed and worked.
The end of the New Vistas proposal for Vermont, however, does not mark the end of this odd story. Though Hall says the fully realized New Vistas community was still likely 100 years away, he's already purchased at least 1,500 acres in Tunbridge, Royalton, Sharon, and Stratford. The land acquisitions were not cheap.
I haven't added it up recently. It's probably on the order of $7 to $7.5 million.
In the process of deacquisition could have serious impacts on the surrounding communities. Hall says his preference is to sell the land as a single parcel to a conservation foundation. He's already spoken with the Preservation Trust of Vermont. But Hall is not committed to that outcome.
The market will determine, you know, where it goes.
Hall says this is an unfortunate end to his effort to save a place that he says he has enormous love for. And he says the conservationists trying to protect central Vermont from his development are in fact perpetuating the kind of rural sprawl that he believes will destroy it.
The sad part for me is I don't think they realize the economic disaster and actually the ecological disaster that they're on track. I just don't think they realize where they're going.
Michael Saka says opposition to Hall's project is rooted to the locals' deep love of the land. And as for where they're going, he says it's up for them to decide that, not a developer from Utah. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
And VPR's Angela Evansy contributed reporting to this story.